healing your marriage. Hello there. Marriage is the most intimate, rewarding, and challenging of relationships. There's nothing greater than uniting with another and beginning the walk as one. Two become one. Marriage is work as well. There are seasons of ease and seasons of trials and challenges. Along the way, we may pick up some bumps and bruises as the marital love deepens. This guided meditation is designed to help heal some of the rough patches while helping to recenter on the love that is your marriage. First, what we'll do is we'll relax, get comfortable. It's preferable if you sit in a comfortable chair as opposed to laying down. Make sure to turn off your phone and just set this time aside for you. And if you like, you can do this with your partner. It can be done alone, of course. Now that you've settled, take 5 deep breaths. Just in, deep breath, and out. Taking those nice deep breaths. It's a way to help calm your nerves and relax. As you're breathing, bring your attention around your feet. And notice how your feet feel. They might be tired. Notice your feet on the ground. Just bring your attention up around your ankles and allow them to relax. Up to your calves and your knees. And then your thighs and your hips. And as you bring your attention around your body, you're just allowing it to relax. Take another nice deep breath and just be aware of your belly and your chest, allowing those areas to relax and release. And now your powerful spine and those muscles around it, just allow that whole backbone to relax and release. Particularly around those shoulders. Tend to carry a lot around our shoulders. Just let those shoulders relax. Let your upper arms, elbows, forearms, and hands relax and release. It's always neat to see how easy it is just to relax your own mind and body. Bring your attention up around your face, the top of your head, the back of your head. And breathe. And by bringing your attention around your body, you have brought your energy field around you as well. So you're feeling more at ease and more relaxed. Now just focus behind your forehead. And I'd like you to notice that you have a body and you've got a lot of thoughts and emotions going through, but you are in fact the one watching all of this happen. Because you are a spiritual being. You are the awareness that's running the whole show. So just take a moment to focus again right behind your forehead and become aware that you're the one watching it all. You can feel your body, you can see all the thoughts, feel the emotions. It's all okay. Just let yourself be for a while. So now, in terms of healing your marriage, we're going to start at the beginning. Your wedding day. Let's focus on your wedding day. We're going to focus on the love experienced as well as the hope felt for the future. And as we know, nobody's wedding is perfect, but we're focusing not so much on the details, but we're focusing on the positive love. Imagine how you felt standing in front of your mate, exchanging vows, having your family and friends around you, or who whoever you chose to be around, and you just feel that love and that hope. And just allow that to flow through your body. You can always recall this by just putting your attention on it. Take a breath and continue to experience the joy and the love you felt. Bask in that light, breathe it in. If other things come to mind, that's okay. Just keep focusing on the love of your wedding day. The celebration, the joy. That love is still there. It's in a different form as your marriage has moved forward from that point. Sometimes we continue to look for the initial infatuation or that high we felt in the early stages of our relationship. Those stages are short-lived. Love settles in new and different forms. And now take a nice deep breath and just again focus on allowing your body to relax. You've got some nice love flowing through you. Now I'd like you to take a moment to experience the quality of love you are now in your marriage. Even if there's pain or issues, there's still love at the core. So now just focus on that core of love, that agreement that binds you. It may be feeling very strong right now, it may be feeling very weak. Either way is totally fine. Marriage is a journey. But the more we put our attention on the love that's there, the more prominent it becomes in our minds. So just imagine you're just focusing on the love that you have right now. Doing a great job. And as you're focusing on the current love, notice how there might be some energy, some frustration, some anger, maybe whatever's coming up between you and your mate right now, if anything. Allow that to just fall away. It's like any hurt, any frustration is just melting away and it's just going down to the planet, where the planet's absorbing it, and you're focusing on the love you have now. Love is real and love is truth. Remember that you are the spiritual being there, you are the one watching. Take a moment to notice that you're your partner is also a spiritual being. Your mate's not the body they're walking around in or the thoughts or emotions. They are the watcher as well. So you are two spirit and united. And just clean off the windshield of your mind, of all the little mud spots or areas where you maybe look down on your mate. Their habits that you don't like, pet peeves. Allow the windshield wipers to turn on, your golden windshield wipers, and it's just squishing all that away, making a beautiful, clean, and renewed sight of how you see your mate, based upon who they are as a spiritual being. That healing bathe over you. Let your nerves relax. So marriage is two becoming one. You are two souls united by the divine you became one on your marriage day. At that time, you also became reflections to each other. A lot of the things we find wrong, quote unquote, with our mate are really issues within our own soul. That's an often hard reality to swallow, but it's also very freeing because it gives you the power and the situation to heal. So allow the most annoying thing in your marriage or about your mate, allow it to drain away. And it doesn't really matter if you see exactly what it is or if you see the reflection in your own self. You're just going to let go of the feeling. It could be an expectation. Your mate should be stronger. Your mate should be more stylish. Your mate should be friendlier. All those expectations, those should-be's, just allow them to drain away, because ultimately your mate is who they are. Marriage is not about changing that person to make that person into who you want. It's about loving that person for who they are. When we first met, there was love. You thought that person was perfect. And they still are perfect in the eyes of the divine. And they can also be perfect in your eyes. They're perfect for you. Marriage is about what you can give. Your man needs to feel like a man. Your woman needs to feel appreciated. Allow the tendencies you might have to take from your partner to drain away. The ultimate one here is where we might be depending on that other person to make us feel whole or complete. The only thing that fills that void is your relationship with the divine. And take a moment to experience how loved you are. Imagine how much the divine of this universe loves you. And just by imagining it, you'll start to feel it come in. Just take a deep breath. And that love is very, very profound. You're a very special person. Very special and significant here on this world. Very special uses. And ultimately, the more strongly you feel this love or focus on this divine connection you have, the less pressure and expectation you're going to put on your partner. The cool thing is about things like this is that you don't have to wait for your partner to change. That's unfair. You can take the steps as you're doing to do meditation, internal work, and heal the things going on within your own self. And you'll be amazed at how much things can just get better. Because you've taken the reins and you've started to do the healing process. Just validate yourself for doing that. Once again, focus on being spirit, just an expression of love, expression of the divine. Allow any remaining energy, thoughts, pain to start draining away. Now see yourself standing with your partner in your mind's eye and just envision a golden light around you and your partner. This is energizing your relationship with love. Love. let that image go and just be aware of filling your own space up with gold, full of validation for working on yourself and full of wonderful surprises at how much power you have in situations and how much you can heal. Just think of all the things you love about your life. There's got to be, you might have many, 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 you might have one. Whatever it is, just focus on that and let that good feeling fill you up. All of that beautiful gold. And when you get a sense of feeling full, like you're sitting in a beautiful golden sun, you just shake your head out a little bit. Go ahead and open your eyes. And just know that this is a brand new day. Enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening.